Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. MaxBond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started.
Save big money at Menards.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. And we need to start the show with a disclaimer. Much like Miami Heat had to distance themselves from Myers Leonard and his racist remarks.
Is he still employed?
He's still there, right? Isn't he there?
He's still on the team.
Yeah. I mean, for now.
He's been hurt all year, so he's not playing, but he's on the team still.
He's what I like to call Myers for now. Like Tony for now?
Yeah.
He's Myers for now.
He's got a learning moment, but go ahead. Yeah.
Well, racism has no place. It has no place in society. It has no place here at ESPN 97.5. And your breakdown of Justin Fields, it feels like, and listen, this is not me. This is Joe's tweet shack. Okay.
Can you give me a quick rundown? Like, he runs one of the biggest websites. How many followers does he have?
I don't know how many followers. He has an Ohio State logo on his avatar.
I think
avatar.
He's still at four followers.
Four followers? Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I don't care. Lance, so if you have 1 million followers, then you can claim racism? Okay,
well,
then you can. Then you can be just right
in
society.
You're jumping the gun. You haven't told people what the problem is.
Well, apparently, your evaluation of Justin Fields is really, really bad, and you should be ashamed. I see you didn't ding Trevor Lawrence for his awful play at the beginning of 2019. Racist much? Now, we don't condone racism here. We can't have it as part of our society. We can't have it part of our radio station.
No question.
So at this moment, I would like your response to your Justin Fields evaluation, which Joe's tweet jack feels like you, my friend, have a racist twinge.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to take this opportunity to, first of all, to apologize to Joe's tweet shack, to Justin Fields, to the family of Justin Fields, and really to anyone who was offended by my draft profile. I take this very seriously. I look at this as a learning opportunity, a chance to grow. I am going to welcome people in who can help me better understand how I hurt really anyone from Buckeye Nation, anyone black, anyone who's a quarterback.
Yeah, you heard all quarterbacks when you heard Justin Fields.
Yeah, and so I'm just going to take this as a moment where I can reflect, learn, grow, do better. Mm-hmm. And
that's not you, though, is it?
I don't feel like one.
I love that. It's not me.
I don't like one draft profile on a black quarterback defines me as a racist. And I just want to get better and give every black quarterback the proper high ratings that they deserve.
And I mean, imagine,
and that goes for Felipe Franks, who I think maybe is also part Hispanic. Kellen Mond will be in the next mock draft. You'll see him in the first. You will see me start to.
I don't think it's so much that you need to elevate. It's the point of you simply ignoring Trevor Lawrence's flaws.
But did I?
Well, that is according to Joe's tweet shack.
I mean, we can go.
I see you didn't ding him.
Did I not?
Yeah.
Maybe you don't
I go through Trevor Lawrence's stuff?
Maybe you don't know what a draft evaluation means. You use that draft evaluation without knowing what it meant.
Well, I wield them as weapons. I understand that against entire races of people and entire positions. I do have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 weaknesses on Trevor Lawrence. I understand that.
You didn't ding him, though.
Did the two meet?
Who won the game? Who's better?
Who played better in that game? Who looked like the better quarterback in that game?
By that logic, though,
Mac Jones should be the number one quarterback taken.
Finished with an interception in five of his last six games.
That's not dinging.
Offense limited.
Doesn't seem like
limits amount of full field reads. Benefits from heavy play action and quick game. Inconsistent eye manipulation of safeties. Play becomes frenetic when pressure
throws a beautiful, perfect spiral.
Has ball dip on his passing delivery. Can improve with throwing receivers open.
Accuracy is the best in the country.
Sailed a few more throws than expected.
Who did you compare him to?
Yeah,
who's this? I don't have a comp.
You don't have a comp for Trevor Lawrence?
I mean, it's probably going to be
Jesus. Did you say Jesus?
I left it open. No, it's going to be close to Jesus. Randall Cunningham.
Look at you,
Randall Cunningham.
That's the closest I can come to. Mac Jones, my comp on Mac Jones, I'm looking at possibly
Michael Vick.
Warren Moon.
Okay. Yep.
And then, of course, Dak. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the Justin Fields, I'm looking at probably either Andrew Luck or Dan Marino.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got it. Mm-hmm. That seems like that.
Now,
okay.
That's more, right? Yeah. That's good.
That seems like maybe you're learning your racism lesson.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, right. Now, he has learned already.
I am happy that you've done the work.
Yeah. I have to do the work. And listen, right. I'm not going to take this lightly that I that I did that. And I'm going to go back and put some additional negative stuff in there about Trevor because I understand it's checking my privilege. I will go after Zach Wilson even harder than I have. And then I'm not sure what I'm going to do about Trey Lance, but I will. I have learned that not to wield my draft profiles as a mechanism of white supremacy. Mm-hmm. A guy with four followers named Joe's Tweetcheck has showed me the light. And on a serious note, I've talked to other draft evaluators. This is kind of sad. Like I've talked to to Bucky and Bucky Brooks and Maurice Jones-Drew about this. Like Maurice thinks it's the funniest thing in the world. Uh-huh. We were just sitting around a couple years ago. I said, you know, this is during the Dwayne Haskins thing. And I like Dwayne Haskins, but you know, he had 1 year of tape. It was tough, but it was good tape. And I
can't
said,
get behind a guy although that's teams, all he does is run.
Although
I can't
teams,
get behind him.
Yeah, yeah, no. Although teams didn't like Dwayne Haskins. And now you know why. Yeah. But the media did.
Yeah.
Well, we're all kind of afraid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The reality is we're kind of afraid. And Bucky and me and Bucky were talking because Bucky, you know, he does player evaluations. He understands. MJD didn't know this. And so I'm like, well, you know, you go in like and I said, please let me like this black quarterback. Please let me like him. Please don't be a bad player. Please be a really good player. You go in and Bucky thought it and started laughing. And NJD goes, what? He started laughing. He goes, why did you do that? He goes, I just don't need the smoke. He goes, no, you can say whatever you want. And Bucky goes,
no.
He goes, I can. Lance can't say whatever he wants. He goes, I can. I can kill that man. I can say whatever I want. He goes, now I may get called some names along the way, and I may catch some DMs.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but I can say what I want. And Marie says, you can't say what you want. I said, I do say what I want. I said, you just go in knowing that if I say something, if my ratings aren't good enough, it's going to be problems. Like, if my ratings were, like, I had, you know, this will come back to get me at some point. As some people will say, this shows your racism. I had Trubisky ahead of Deshaun Watson and Pat Mahomes, pretty much like most people did. Many people did. My problem was, and I figured out, the problem is, it's the Haskins deal. 1 year of tape versus... This is what Justin Fields is going through right now. He's going through the Deshaun Watson thing where he's got 2 years of tape, but the guy like Zach Wilson, Trey Lance,
mm-hmm.
they're kind of the unknowns, right? A little bit. I mean, Zach Wilson, 2 years of tape that you're looking at, 2 years for Justin Fields, you think it's the same, but Zach Wilson wasn't on the radar.
No, neither was Joe Burrow, though.
Year before.
Neither was Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow either. And that's what makes it easy and exciting to be like, oh, we pick at Justin Fields the same way we picked at Deshaun Watson, not because they're black, because we've got excessive.
But doesn't that tell you something, though, about Zach Wilson and Joe Burrow is that they got better? Well, you know what? They did have, but
Joe
they
Burrow
got experience.
Played SEC-level competition and made unbelievable throws. Zach Wilson threw jump balls against inferior cornerbacks.
Yeah, no. I get that, but I'm saying they weren't on the radar. But then they had really good years, which would tell you though this. I mean, granted, he did. Zach Wilson and Joe Burrow are two totally different examples. However, they did get better.
I don't know,
which is a good thing.
I think Mac Jones is the better comparison to Joe Burrow. SEC,
yeah,
1 year of good tape, came out of nowhere, was really really good this year, had a lot of weapons around him, played the same level of competition. That's the comp. Is you want to say, hey, Mac Jones might be like Joe Burrow now. AJ brought that up, and I broke down why it's not. Joe Burrow's got better poise in the pocket. He's got better escapability. He throws with better timing. Joe is a better quarterback to me than Mac Jones. I don't see them the same, but I understood why AJ said that. But the problem we get right now is, and this is a problem, this goes back to the old backup quarterback syndrome. The guy that you don't know that much about, you have hope beyond what you maybe should sometimes. You know, if Cardale Jones had come out after 1 year, Cardale Jones might end up in the first round for Ohio State. He didn't have much tape. He's big. He's got a big arm. He played a second year. You get tape. He ends up in the fourth round. You know who he is. But Justin's played well, right? Justin Fields has played well. But we get a pick at him because he's played in high-leverage games, and it's easy to do that. Deshaun Watson, he played great. He played great. But we saw all the interceptions, and Pat Mahomes, you see the wild stuff, but that's why you got to grade the high-end stuff. The lesson I learned, and I'd been told this before, you have to worry more. It's with Josh Allen, too. Josh Allen fits this also. We pick at Josh Allen. He had 3 years of tape. You got to grade high-end
stuff. Obviously, lesser competition.
But you grade the high-end
stuff they didn't have. And he didn't have receivers.
He had no receivers. Yeah. You grade the high-end stuff that they do. And you don't kill him for, like Pat Mahomes, throws off platform, takes too many chances. Well, those chances become big positives when you have this kind of talent around him.
Yeah, right.
Deshaun Watson will throw some interceptions. It's not the end of the world if you throw some interceptions if you're hitting a bunch of home runs. And Trubisky had 1 year of tape, and you think, he had pretty good tape. But it's 1 year. Dwayne Haskins, 1 year. Honestly, Trey Lance has 1 year. It's more like, there's not as much to pick at those guys, and so you want them to be better than you maybe think. You don't pick at them. You give them the benefit of the doubt, and you don't give the benefit of the doubt to lesser quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence, I've said before, people use generational quarterback. I'm not going to use that with him. I think he has generational traits. But I think his tape is just, it can be really good. Like, it's better than I expected, to be honest with you, based on what I watched in television. But, to the other point, some guy said that racist much, so, and I just retweeted and I said, and so it begins. Because it's drastic, and it's been getting worse.
Is it every year
it gets worse.
So does your privilege, so that makes sense.
Well, the draft tracker's not officially out, but all my scouting reports for, 320 players are all available at the combine list that NFL has.
Oh, okay.
So people can go read it.
Okay.
Or he didn't read it at all and he just knows that I'm racist.
Well, look at you.
I don't know.
Allen seems to think you're not racist against black quarterbacks. It's just against Buckeyes.
I would appreciate if that was actually the way you thought.
I thought the same thing about Craig Krenzel.
Yeah.
Bobby Hoyer.
Same thing about Hoyer.
Joe Germain.
Even the white quarterbacks. I know right now he's saying it's only Ohio State quarterbacks.
Well, all you got.
Barely black for 13 years.
Well, All right. 713-780-3776.
I think it's Troy Smith Ford.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow was there, and they summarily dismissed him. They said, "Get out of here, Whitey."
They didn't need Whitey. No, they didn't want Whitey.
Joe's like, "Hey,
it doesn't get whiter than Joe Burrow." Okay, they were like, "Sorry."
Oh, it could have if Mac Jones had gone there. No.
I don't know.
Danny Joe Dimes.
Daniel Jones. But Joe Burrow is milky white.
Zach Wilson will give him a run for his money, too.
Yeah.
What?
Mormon
Zach
Manziel?
Wilson will give him more
Zach
man,
Wilson? Mormon Manziel?
Oh, man. Yeah. There's no question. 713 ESPN 97.5. Tell us about your grill.
Our grill. I'm not sending you to Johnny Dang's for that kind of grill. I'm sending you to my man, Rick and Michelle Martin, to the family. I call them, the family of barbecue shops right here. They are the first family. I love their story first and foremost, and their vision to bring a shop like this into Houston. It started with one small shop. They added two locations in the same strip area, and it's enormous now. That's the one that I've always gone to at I used to go to until this new one opened up right there at 59 and Greenbrier. But anything you want at one of the four shops they have now, any types of grills. They have great sales going on right now. Pits and Spits, DSC, Infrared Grills. They've got the Big Green Egg. So here's the thing. No matter what the Traeger, the brand new one, no matter what type of grill that you're looking for, they're all heavy duty. They're high performance, and they are lower than any other box store that you could possibly find. They come with assembly. They come with delivery. And they've got a great discount going right now for the Easter sale. So make sure that you go to Texas Star Grill Shop, brand new location at Woodway as well. Four locations here in Houston for all of your barbecuing needs, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This is I got a question for you. Well, okay, first of all, some people have spoken out.
Against now, racism?
Now racist LZ is condoning violence. I hope you don't get canceled. Oh. Okay, so here's some things that have come up here. Ding on Trevor Lawrence, his first name. Historically, zero good quarterbacks have come in and been good with such a silly first name.
Trevor?
I mean, that's fair. I mean, it's accurate. Name a Trevor quarterback. He's come in and done well in the NFL. Name an NFL Trevor.
Trevor Bauer.
Who's he more like? I think he looks a little... Got a little bit of Marilyn Manson vibe going, facial structure.
What about the what? Sunshine. But with he and Gardner Minshew, the greatest hair quarterbacks in the league, no question.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah. Have you seen Minshew lately?
No. What's he doing?
Oh my gosh.
Minshew. All right. Odds that Gardner Minshew has a podcast within 3 years, -300. Yes. There's a 0% chance that Gardner Minshew is not working for Barstool Sports or the Pat McAfee Show within 3 years.
There he is. I mean, it's a full-blown Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
No, that's even worse than, way worse than Gundy. That is a full-blown mullet. I got a video of it.
Will he be in pro football in 3 years? I mean, he's actually good enough to be a backup quarterback for a long time. He can Sage Rosenfels.
Oh, absolutely.
He can actually not Sage Rosenfels. He can Ryan Fitzpatrick this thing into his 30s easily.
Yeah.
Watch. Right?
Oh, absolutely. He'll make a
And that money is five. That money is going to be $5 to $7 million.
What the heck? Why did that do that? I hate YouTube. I hate YouTube even more ever.
I think he's reading his weaknesses from my draft.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I think that's what that one is.
Oh, I can't. Oh my gosh, we got to play it.
He can find a lot of them on there, but. Because Dan Patrick thinks it's the funniest thing ever. And
he's always
Dell
yours.
Said they pulled this on me on in a Miami. This is the newest thing. They pulled this on the Miami
Miami actually
website
has
where they only take the negatives.
Yeah.
But they weren't that harsh.
But they weren't actually harsh on you. They're like, yeah, okay.
Okay, I get that.
You can get that, yeah.
We gotta have that right after I was pulling up his hair. The one where he does this with it is so glorious. It is the worst mullets in show dirt, Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
And, you know, in Jacksonville, though, I think he's going to be a hero. I think everybody's going to say, no. Well, forget Trevor Lawrence. We got Minshew.
They've had that, though. I don't feel like they're just
No, but he went, he's gone full-blown mullet now, as opposed to just long hair.
Mustache. He's done some things.
No. I think he's trying to win over.
You know what? I think that area of the country, that ACC /SEC country. I think they're going to be okay with Lawrence.
Yeah.
Minshew. I think Trevor Lawrence will be, they're going to be fine with him.
Minshew. Yeah, that hair. But it's not a mullet. It's not
that's
beautiful
the kind of guy
like
you
Minshew's.
Want as a backup quarterback doing commercials for in TikTok videos where he, you know, does some kind of trick shot. That's what Gardner Minshew is. He's a guy, Luke, who has his own famous TikTok thing, and then he gets on someplace and starts dancing with that weatherman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Gardner Minshew should be doing, like, YouTube videos and having TikTok channels.
Yeah. No, he is. Oh, he already is.
Yeah, and collecting $6 million as a backup quarterback. Yeah. That's what he was made for, to be the backup quarterback who gets into a movie somewhere or a TV show, makes it in somewhere as a special cameo. You know, occasionally he comes in and does well. Like, you know what Ryan Fitzpatrick did when he was wearing the stuff that made him look like Conor McGregor? That's got the same vibe, really, as that's kind of the way that Gardner Minshew would react.
So yeah.
I mean, they're kind of the same.
Well, but how could you ding him then on your profile? If
Gardner?
If he's going to be a wonderful backup that's making $6 million.
He's a football star.
And has absolutely the greatest hair in pro football history.
Backups have weaknesses, typically.
No, not
really.
Well,
typically everyone does. Mark Foster, who's black, says, Lance is practically team light skin. Tell Tweet Shack, dude, to get the F out of here. That's what I'm saying. Daniel says, whoever said you're racist needs to get slapped. And I said, hard.
Thank you.
And then Kyle said, now you're condoning violence.
Mm.
Dan wants to know when my non-racist mock draft is coming out.
That's an important question.
It's always Justin out. Fields is number one.
It's always out.
Justin Fields is number one overall. Okay.
Or just simply judge fairly. Justin Fields doesn't need Lance to prop him up higher than he should, but judge the white quarterbacks fairly, Lance.
And what should fairly mean?
Weaknesses that are actually clear to everyone, as opposed to ignoring them.
I am judging fairly.
Mm-hmm. Apparently not.
Mm, apparently.
What's your issue with Ohio State quarterbacks?
Yeah. Okay. It's not racism. Maybe it's bias against Ohio State and they're wonderful people.
That's a possibility. Right? They're not wonderful people. They're wonderful. Certainly a possibility wonderful people. He has a bias.
Okay. Allen's one of them. I thought he was a Florida State guy, but he's a chameleon. He just jumps on whatever.
He's a phony is
team.
What he is.
He kind of is.
Yeah.
723 ESPN 97.5. A lot of stuff. Myers Leonard, since we got into a little bit of the racism thing, this show started with Myers Leonard. Myers Leonard, the former Illinois center,
Portland Trailblazer,
in the league for a while now, tall white dude. He was playing Call of Duty Warzone on his Twitch channel, and he said
ugly things.
He said, "Yeah." Well, how do we put this?
There's nothing you can really say. He first of all, he dropped multiple expletives, and then he called whoever he was talking to a Jewish slur.
Yeah, Jewish slur. Bleeping cowards, don't bleeping snipe me, you bleeping
bleep
Jewish slur, bia.
Yes, all those things. And
he claims he didn't know what that meant.
Well, the response is, when is that? I was thinking about that particular response, and I thought to myself, look, even the N-word, as deplorable as it is, has different meanings depending on who's saying it. Like, black people sometimes say it as a term of endearment to their boys. That's my guy. That's my friend.
Yeah.
What context do you say that word, the word he used, and not know that it's a slur?
Yeah.
When's that ever said that it's not a slur?
Especially,
that's one of those that's only – that's kind of an old school slur, I think. Like, do people say that now?
I haven't heard that word in a long time.
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of one of those old things that is – you see in movies.
Yeah.
Like with Brendan Fraser's at a school and Matt Damon's kind of a jerk. Remember that one?
Brendan Fraser was Jewish.
Yeah. And I don't know if he said it, but Matt Damon was a really bad guy. I think it was the last one that he was – last movie and maybe
I could see it
really
too in a
snotty little
a 1960s army movie,
yeah,
or something, or a 70s army movie,
yeah, or a biker, like a biker's, you know, you got some biker in a bar, and the bar owner, and they're
maybe.
Like, ah, yeah.
And the Godfather.
What's that?
Is it in the Godfather?
I don't know, but it could have been.
It could have been. Every story could be in the Godfather.
So my guess is you know, but apparently Myers didn't know.
That's a lie.
You don't know what's in that man's forehead.
Well, here's the deal, though. His owner, the commissioner.
Oh, he's freaking out now.
No, I mean.
Read his apology.
Listen, the NBA hierarchy is full of Jewish people. So So to say that just flippantly, I gotta believe he didn't know what the hell it meant.
Well, what did he think it meant?
I don't know.
He couldn't have thought, considering the context of the words he said around it, he wasn't giving someone a compliment.
Well, no, obviously not. He probably knew it was a slur, but didn't know it was directly related to Jewish people. But secondly, why in that context anyway? What was the guy doing? Look, because he was sniping him? He was Jewish? See, I don't get that.
I don't know. The problem for Myers Leonard, other than the words he said, he didn't say anything that some stupid 14-year-old kid would have said while gaming. His mentality at the moment was to act like a 14-year-old. Like, because I haven't done online gaming in a while, but that's the type of stuff you'd hear while you're playing the game.
Yeah.
You're a grown man. You're trying to develop a Twitch channel. Why are you saying anything of the sort? I don't.
That's kind of crazy. It makes you wonder if he did know what it meant. I assume he did. Why would you? You're a known dude. Like, why in the world would you do it? And have you seen the video? I didn't see the video of it, but somebody did have a video of basically he gets off the game for a second. Now, his video's on the screen the whole time. He gets off the game. He's talking to somebody. Mutes. He's talking to somebody on the, hey, man, that's my wife. She needs me. I got to go. And he hangs up in the middle of, and he logs off in the middle of the game, and everyone's like, that's a lie. That's his agent.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just said, excuse me. I was watching Myers' Twitch channel, and he just dropped a K-bomb.
Yeah. Apparently, like, Joe Pesci K-bomb? Dropped it on Robert De Niro in Casino.
Casino.
He was an Ace Rothstein, yeah. And I could certainly see it in Godfather 2 with Hyman Roth.
Yes, at some point, yeah. It just doesn't make a lot of sense if he didn't know what it means, because it's a word that can only be used as a derogatory term. So did he just think it was a derogatory term, didn't know it was meant to throw something at a Jewish person, and say, you know what, I'm just going to call you something.
I bet you he just thought it was a slur and had no idea it was
good
Jewish.
Good luck having anyone believe you.
He just thought it was just a general slur.
Yeah, just a general slur.
Good luck. Just a general run-of-the-mill slur.
He's not.
He called him a bia bia.
No one's going to give him any credit for that.
Well, here's the thing. He is right now.
Come on,
now,
he's got to get a little credit.
No, he's not going
to. He's tall.
Right now.
That doesn't matter.
He's tall. He needs some credit.
No, here's the thing. You can't, because DeSean Jackson still played football. You have to give
DeSean
him a chance.
Jackson.
I mean, DeSean Jackson.
Oh.
Still played football after his stuff with Julian Edelman and Jewish people. And so you got to give him a chance to, quote unquote, get better and learn, because he came out with the quick, someone needs to educate me. And he did that whole thing.
He's got
to
do that.
But he knows right now, holy crap, this big money train. I mean, my owner and the commissioner. Yeah. This is bad.
Right.
He immediately came out, and it wasn't even notes. It was a special version of notes. Like, it was something that is, he even had a graphic. It wasn't a notes apology. It was a full-on graphic that his agent probably put together very quickly.
You know, his wife probably is freaking out, because they have like a business where they're selling like energy bars or something, and they're kind of a lovable couple. He was like the lovable center, kind of didn't get a lot of minutes in a playoff run, but they did funny videos together, so they kind of had a brand going.
Lovable.
Yeah, not anymore.
I do think it's a little unfortunate, though, that people are just saying, oh, he stands for the national anthem. Of course, this is what he thinks. Like, what? That's outlandish.
Right. His brother was a Marine, so,
Anyway.
All right.
7:30 here on the bench. I want to tell you about a chance for you to make your home a lot better, and that's with Texas Custom Patios. It turns your house into a home, and I truly mean that. I really do need to wash my furniture. I need to get the seats cleaned up in there so I can get back out there. And it's just awesome to have the grill out there. The weather's so good. I'm about to spend a lot of time out there with the grill, watching TV, listening to music. One of my favorite things to do in the evening is write up my draft prospects at night with a cocktail on the music playing. I got a couple different mixes I like to play. And when I had the guys over, and we had back in the day when we could do that, we had steaks and bourbon and cocktails and beer, and it was awesome. It's a fun place to get together with just my family or my friends, or sometimes the kids, just send them out there and go have your pizza. I mean, this thing is unbelievable. It is built to really give you a second home. It's an outdoor living space. Let Texas Custom Patios really pump up your house and turn it into a home, go to and see all the before and after pictures at TexasCustomPatios.com, and they can get started today on your brand new patio.
Do you ever wonder what ESPN 97.5 hosts talk about during the breaks? Well, now we have your f***ing answer.
I don't know why you got to do it with the effing. All you got to do is say your must.
Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975 for exclusive uncensored content.
Can you hear him up it for me?
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Rockets jerseys. I don't need
jerseys. Okay, so...
I don't wear jerseys.
So are you... Are you making a statement?
I'm not going to go. The bench is going to go home and get a German Shepherd. No, I'm not.
If you wear a Kaepernick jersey, you're making a statement, aren't you? Now,
yes.
if you wear
no
Myers Leonard,
no one's going
jersey. Are you making a statement?
No one's. He's a big Coors Light guy, though.
He is.
Yes.
Oh, congratulations on your brand.
So does this overcome? Whatever he said.
I
really don't care what he says now.
I
know he's a great guy.
Oh, sure.
He didn't speak for him, but Coors Light's going to have to come out with a statement now.
Well, why? Because he drinks Coors Light?
I think they sent him stuff when he was in the bubble because they found out he was a big Coors Light guy. So they sent him packs of Coors Light.
Love Myers Leonard.
Oh.
Wow.
You really want...
The beer drinker.
Wow. Can you separate the beer drinker?
Yes, you can. You can separate the two.
Can you?
Yeah. Yes.
I think you're going to find people don't.
A guy who uses an old school racial slur or ethnic slur from his desire to drink a beer?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Listen. He did it with no malintent whatsoever.
He's
okay?
Just calling names.
Are you sure?
He might have had a few. Nah, he probably didn't have.
Yeah, I would. John. John. Look, you better. Look, I know the context of the show, we joke. But do you want someone to pull that clip if you say that?
Would it? Okay.
Dell is sometimes a voice of reason. He's sneaky. He likes to set rabbit snares.
What about skinheads now all wearing Myers Leonard jerseys?
Look, I don't know if they're going to adopt Myers Leonard as their front man.
Oh, don't put it past him.
He's not. Is he a good enough player for them to do that?
Will Myers Leonard jersey sales go
Thank
way
you
up?
For stepping up and speaking the truth, brother. Like, oh, no.
Let's get Gary in here. He wants to talk about Myers Leonard. What do you say, Gary?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So, I mean, I just don't see any way that he did not know what it means because it's not like a super widely used term. I mean, I'm a 38-year-old guy, and I've never even heard it. I had to look it up. So for him to know it, I mean, he has to have known what it meant. You know, I don't think it was innocent. I don't think he meant to say it. I think it might have just slipped out while he was in the heat of playing the game. I actually did watch the video. It just goes to show that we have an issue in this country, which is pretty clear. I don't think it's like they need to kick him out of the NBA, but I just think his defense about not knowing what it meant, I just think that's ridiculous. The only way you know that word is to
know what
it means.
Let me ask him, Gary, does he have to say, is that like a, I was thinking about that. He almost has to say that to lay the groundwork. Like, that's the primer on the paint. He has to say, I didn't know what it meant. So then he has the plausible deniability, even though no one really believes him. So he throws that down,
yeah. And
then he can say, I need to get better, I want to be educated and all that stuff. So I almost feel like he had to say it. Did he? That's what my thought is. It's such an old school word. Like, how do you
I haven't heard that yet word in years.
Unless you heard someone else on Twitch using it.
Years.
Well, we just
online
got
battles.
Since Joe Pesci, I haven't heard it.
Well, our intern Will said, if you're playing games online, that word gets thrown around quite a bit.
Does it really?
Yes, what he said.
Well, maybe he didn't know what it was. If everybody's just, hey.
That is possible.
That's possible.
Like Gary just said, he didn't know what that word. He said he's never heard the
word. No, but Gary's assumed since he knew the word that he knew what it meant.
Hold on. Myers, but if he's playing online and he hears people saying that, he probably thinks you're just calling people a name.
Yeah.
Well, if you're trying to be gracious to him.
Myers is younger than Gary.
Yeah, that's true. He's in his late 20s maybe. If you're trying to be gracious, sure, but good luck trying to convince anyone of that. that you you dropped? Because he paused. I know Gary said he heard it, but Myers-Leonard paused. And a lot of people are like, he went through his Rolodex of slurs and then decided that was the one he was going to use. Because he was like, and then he was like, so good luck. Good luck, Myers, trying to get people to believe you didn't know what it meant.
Almighty. Well, I don't know. I don't know that if he just hears it in the games. Dell hit it on the head. People in games constantly use slurs, all kinds of them when frustrated. This is why I never, ever include my team's voices in my streams. Also, DMs. I regularly get homophobic, racial messages from random enemies after a match. Except they're not NBA players.
He rarely does?
No, he said, I regularly get homophobic, racial messages. But except they're not NBA players.
It is possible that
there's a lot of people that use homophobic and racial slurs.
Because if you don't even have any idea what the word is, then you probably just think it's some kind of like you're calling somebody a chode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the word chode.
I can believe him.
That's actually totally believable. With that said, you're still responsible. You're still responsible for a slur.
Yeah.
And are people going to believe it? No, they're not going to believe it. I do think the more I think about it, it is possible if that's a common thing that's said on. But it also shows you how bad anonymous. I remember the first time I knew it was really, really bad was when, like in the 2008, 2009, you start reading the YouTube comments like, holy crap, what is this society becoming? Now that's just Twitter.
Yeah.
Now Twitter is like one big YouTube, at least if you go outside of your own little bubble of followers and the people you follow. If you get outside of that and you go to some trending topic, you might as well be on YouTube comments. It might as well be that.
This may be true. I don't know. Everybody knows Miller Lite is the official beer of anti-Semitism. It's not Coors Light.
Wow. So I don't know that to be the case.
I mean,
I don't know that if that's real or not.
Golly. So, I know.
I don't know.
My friends at St. Arnold stand for
equality
and unity.
And he's Jewish.
St. Arnold stands for unity and equality and peace and love and happiness. No. And really good, really, really good pizza.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Coors Light is just the American way. It's truth, justice, and the American way. It's Superman. It actually makes you Superman if you want to know the truth. 7:39 ESPN.
Well, it made Myers-Leonard racist Superman.
It wasn't Coors Light that did it. Everyone knows Miller Lite is the official beer.
No one knows that.
Yeah.
I read it must be true.
My brisket was slurred, and no one has ever come out and apologized for that. No one actually tasted it or anything. The wife gave it kudos. All the kids gave it kudos. They have every brisket, every bit of meat I ever cooked.
I'm sure Elle Leonard's going to defend her husband, too, like your wife defended your brisket.
Yeah. No, are you going to apologize?
Yeah. I've never had it, so I don't have to apologize.
Yeah, then don't speak on stuff you never had.
I judge things by appearances, much like Myers Leonard did, and it looked
like trash.
That's
why you're ugly to Klay Thompson and
I'm not
Steph
ugly
Curry.
To Klay Thompson.
You couldn't wait for Steph Curry to lose a three-point shootout.
I'm not the one.
Wait for him to lose a three-point shootout.
Yeah. No, I didn't even watch it. I'm not the one who made that video. F. Steph Curry, P.A.B. Remember that song that came out? I didn't make that song.
Well, hey, you did see a video, though. We'll talk about it. And it's a Houston Texans video.
Oh, good.
And, oh, my goodness, it is
who
awesome.
Who did they? Is it a video of them?
And the people
pushing
love it.
Jack at, the people love the Texans video?
Oh, the people. Nice. There's a couple of videos that we actually, Houston Texans videos, that we're going to have to play here on the show. So when we come back, a couple of different Houston Texans, if we get to both of them, because we got to break the first one down, and then we'll get to the other one right here. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Holy crap, before we get into the Texans, did you see the set fall on the dude from ESPN Radio Columbia?
Is that old, though?
I don't know that.
I can't find anything.
It's got 419,000 views. It's just out today, 8 hours ago.
Well, it's already a GIF, so...
It is?
On the GIF was 11 hours ago, yeah, so maybe...
Oh, my goodness. So a guy walks on the set... They're doing, obviously, it's a soccer show on ESPN, and there's a set of it's a round it's a horseshoe set, and there are two on each side. It's a big, big set. Well, the wall caves in on one of the guys sitting at the desk, and it looks like it crushes him. Holy, his head bounces off the desk. It looked heavy. That wall looked heavy that fell right on him. And the dude, I mean, pretty, I mean, you want to talk about smooth, the host who just walked in and sat down at the desk turns to the camera and goes, "All right, we'll be back after this. Don't you go anywhere."
Yeah.
I mean, and it is awful, this video. That dude's got to be
Was I included in that?
Yeah, you're in. Dreamshake sent it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Did you unfollow Dreamshake or mute him?
I had muted him while he was going off about something.
Yeah, right. Because he's a Kevin Durant guy. Didn't you mute him because of Kevin Durant?
Now he has to. Oh no, he hates. Is he doesn't hate.
I don't know.
James, he hates Steph, or maybe he just loves Durant.
He loves Durant.
Yeah, he's Durant over LeBron.
Yeah. No,
that's
he's,
what it is.
He's Team Durant. Yeah. So he was so upset with the All-Star game. Anyway, so here we go. The Houston Texans put out its Building the Texans video Sunday. It's a ripoff of the Browns.
No, and I was wrong when I initially told you. It came out March 4th, so that was Tuesday.
Last Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay. So it came out last week. It's on YouTube at the Texans YouTube channel. And, you know, the Texans are and have been since its inception, have been the most important team in this city. That's fair to say. It's the biggest brand. It's the NFL. It's NFL football. Houston Texans. It's dominated ratings. You know, my wife's station, the Channel 13, is the preseason. It's the official home of the Texans. They had all the preseason games. They used to get 20 ratings for their preseason games. 20. I mean, and that's ridiculously high for a preseason game. But that's what they used to do. Anyway, this thing has been out a week, Building the Texans, which is a ripoff of what the Browns did when they were trying to rebuild their team. It was Building the Browns, which has alliteration. Building the Texans has none of that.
I thought we wanted
Building the Bull, it should have been, or something.
I thought we were going to do the Steelers.
We're going to do the other one.
I thought we were doing Steelers of the South.
Oh, no, we're not. They're not. We're the Patriots of the South.
No, we're the Browns?
Now we're the
Browns. Brown.
Oh, we've got plenty of Browns players on our team.
Yeah.
Trust me.
And present.
Yeah.
Don't you want a brand like as the Steelers?
No,
of the South?
No.
Do you want to hear that song? Is that what you're angling for?
No.
I mean, it seems like.
I'm just saying, why would you copy the Browns when you can
We're
copy
the
Steelers.
Steelers of the South.
Oh, it's more boisterous than that,
John. They have a Watt.
That,
they have two Watts. We had a Watt one time. By the way, the guy's okay. The sign fell on him.
He did. He is.
He did a whole video showing he was okay.
Oh.
And he wasn't on a stretcher.
You sure he's not concussed? I would own ESPN Columbia Radio.
Oh, they gave him.
If this wall falls on me, guess what, Gal? I own Gal Media. That's right, Gal.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Houston Texans put this out. It is the biggest brand in the city as far as sports goes. It has 7,443 views?
Currently right under 7,800. 7,778 since last Thursday. Or last, yeah, last
7,778?
Since last Thursday, yes.
That's the Dash might have more views.
Well, when they won their tournament, I'm sure they did.
I'm pretty sure they probably did. 7,000. Boy, you want to talk about a brand that's just...
And let's just, it's currently at 183 thumbs up, 180 thumbs down. So an almost 1-to-1 ratio of likes to dislikes.
That's actually a huge upset.
What,
I'm being honest with you. The fact that it's 1-to-1.
Texan, there are plenty of Texans fans that aren't like us or like that are not just so disenchanted. They're still fans of the, Texans. Yay, Texans. Woo. Love my Texans. Texans. But, you know, but wait a minute. Only 360 some people have actually commented on this, or liked or disliked
liked
it.
Or disliked. There are 229 comments.
Well,
and the first one I see is fire Jack ECB or sell the franchise to someone willing to work hard for Houston to have a winner.
Okay, so keep going.
Gonna be hard to watch this product they put on the field this year. Shaking my head. Hashtag fire ECB. I think I'm the first positive one, I think I'm going to choose to be positive about this. I will willingly, almost ignorantly choose to be positive about this. At this point, it's the only logical choice. Let's go Texans.
Why is that the logical choice? I forget.
Because I guess.
Because they're fans of the team.
They're fans.
Yeah, I get that.
No. There are plenty of people that are, they're going to be out there. They're going to pay for their season tickets. They're going to tailgate next year because everybody can go back to tailgating and be in the stadium. And it's going to be just business as usual. We're Texans fans. Rah, rah, rah. We got my horns on. I'm going to paint my face red and blue.
That will last for a short period of time if you're terrible. No, if there's no Deshaun Watson.
Well, No. I didn't say it's going to be a full house.
Yeah.
By season's end, by December, under over 30% capacity, actually in the building. Not sold, ticket sold.
Oh,
in the building.
Higher
than 30%?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming and presuming that we're back at 100% for football.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be higher than 30%.
Oh, I don't know. I've seen.
You think there'll be 20,000 people at 71,000? You think there'll be 21,000 people?
23,000, yeah.
Oh, way higher than that. It would be so sparse.
Well, they got used to not going to games this year.
30% capacity, yeah.
I mean, they got
Let's say 30,000. 30,000.
Higher.
It was, this year was sparse because of.
No, but I'm saying people got used to not going to football games this year.
That's true.
Yeah. No, I, this is what I wonder, how much the pandemic has changed our habits.
Yeah.
Because I think it's changed a lot of people's habits. The way people dress in general.
Shaking hands.
Is down. It's turned into more fist bumps or whatever. I think you're going to see that for some people.
I think now that they said, once you get vaccinated, I mean, I think we're going to get back to business.
No, but
in a couple of years. Now, people being doing without sports, I think it's going to be a real thing.
Or at least going to events.
Yes.
And then how about
not only that, but concerts too.
How about, you could see that. I think certain age groups, younger people are going to keep doing everything out in public, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. It's a social, and they haven't stopped.
Yeah, right. They still do it.
Have you seen the videos? Yeah, right. It's never stopped anyway, especially that one bar that's been in trouble like 5 times. And then I think you'll also see people from restaurant standpoint, they'll keep going, but you'll have a percentage of people who say, you know what? This has gotten really easy for me to order delivery. Like DoorDash, Uber Eats, and all that. I think their business will be up and will stay up.
And how many people have said, if I've got to go back into the office, I ain't going back to that company.
Oh, man. Commercial real estate. I can tell you now, the NFL spent so much money on a brand new facility for their – this facility they have in Culver City is, by the standards of, the industry, I guess, it's pretty outdated. So they built a new one. Millions and millions to build this new facility out where the Rams are, I guess. And then as it was finishing, COVID hit. And now I was talking to somebody who's like, man, you know how many people, they've learned to run entire shows from home.
Yeah.
Like, that's a normal thing. Entire shows run from home now. I know people who work there who moved to Austin, who left. They didn't like California anymore. They don't want to be there.
So they moved to Austin? Same thing.
Well, they want some of that without. Without the taxes. The taxes. And I think their thought is it's not quite as crazy in terms of the infrastructure as California. California's. I got news for them. The homeless population is really starting starting to shoot up in Austin, too. But yeah, I know people who.
They can camp wherever they want in Austin.
Well, I think they. Don't want to. Oh, you mean
it's legal to camp anywhere you want.
The producers from and directors from
NFL
Network could camp wherever they want.
No, the
they can too. Though
they can too.
And I had one of my old editors said he was considering moving to Italy and just doing like a half year in Italy because he could handle all of his work. His work isn't live; it just needs to get done. He's like, I can do my work from anywhere. So they're going to have a hard time getting people back in the building. And in California, where you don't have to drive an hour and a half, so many people can't afford to live anywhere near L.A. They drive in, they have to leave at 4:30 in the morning to get there by 6:30. So, or leave at 5 to get there by 7. So they're like, this is great. Mm-hmm. I get to sleep longer. I don't have to get dressed up.
Quality of life.
I think a lot of commercial real estate will be hurt.
Yeah, so the Texans, I think, I'm telling you, I think that they're going to, especially when they're 1 and 12
secondary markets.
They're 1 and 12. No, the secondary market's going to be a disaster, but there's going to be plenty of people. There's been so many people. There were that many people with, well, with the pandemic, a lot of people I know that had tickets just said, nah, I ain't doing it, or didn't refuse to buy the tickets or whatever. I think this season, all of this drama that's surrounding the team, the pandemic where people are not renewing their season tickets, I really, really think that the Texans are – when you're only looking at 7,700 views on a Texans video of trying to rebuild the organization, that's
pretty shocking.
In a week?
You can get – there are five-year-olds who have unboxing channels that can get that in 30 seconds.
Right. I mean, talk about –
I'm going to get open this brand new Pokemon. I'm going to break my Pokemon cards. Let's see what I got.
Open. 15,000 live streaming views in the first 6 seconds. Here's the Texans. Houston Texans, we are the Browns. We are the Browns, building the Texans Browns. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
What's he doing?
Bum, 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 bum. Two fish, bum, 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 bum. Red fish, bum, 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 bum. And blue fish. And then.
Wait a minute, you're appropriating.
Yeah, down. You can't. You stole that.
Appropriate.
Thumb down.
You stole that from him.
Thumb down, thumb down, thumb down, thumb down. Sell the team.
Sell the team.
Sell the team.
We are the Texans.
Sell the team.
Look at us go.
Sell the team.
Fire Easterby.
Sell the
first
team.
First down. Run the ball. First down. Pass the ball.
Changed it.
First down.
No.
Look at us.
You can't appropriate.
Win those division titles. Hang a banner. Hang a banner. Steelers of the South. Houston Texans. Steelers of the South. Houston Texans. Steelers of the South. First. That's the Texans. First down. Bum, bum.
My one big
you
regret there.
You appropriated the Steelers.
My own song. Oh. Yeah, no. My
you
one
appropriated
big regret.
From Black and Gold.
My run one big. That's Waka Flocka, too.
And put it and made it brown and orange.
But what I did there with the one thing, if I could go back and redo the song, is when I got that. That's the Texans first. Mm-hmm. Now, if I had not, I said Texans first, and I had to go back and redo
that's
it.
That's the Texans.
If I could redo it, I would redo that.
Right, right. No, we knew that was a. That's yeah. Fine.
Yo, can you cut that part out so it's a smoother edit?
No.
Like maybe
no,
a remix?
No, it's fine the way it
can
is.
Can you put a trap beat under
no, he
it?
He likes it.
Would you like your ad-libs in the song? Like I could play the song.
Steelers of the
and then
South.
Go.
We are the Steelers I'm of the South. To your we way. Are the
you want to drop your random? I could drop go. Random ad-libs from
run
you
the
in
ball.
There. No?
Too loud.
Okay.
I can't understand it.
I could edit it though, so I'm uncomfortably close can be in the song too.
No, don't need that.
Uncomfortably close. 757.
Are we gonna play
when
the video?
We come back?
Look, you gotta admit that was kind of a banger the way that I sang it. Dun 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 dun. Dun. Like that yeah. Is
yeah. If I was in
that
the,
was kind of
if
a
it banger. Was the 1940s. It's a banger.
Yeah, yeah. Hal Jolstein loves that. So
who would you call him?
Jolstein.
Oh no, Hal Jolson.
Hal Jolson.
Yeah. I'm trying to appropriate. Was he? I forget if he was Jewish or not. Yes, he was Jewish.
You're going Osteen. You
no,
combined
he was
him with,
Jewish because he was the yeah. Yeah, yeah
you were
was.
Going Osteen with Jolson.
Joel. Yeah, with
you
Joel. Call, yeah,
yeah. Jolstein.
So, when we come back, fire Easterby or give him more money because now
I'm not playing that game. That's yes, an easy game.
No. He's an asset to the organization, and we'll tell you why on the other side.
Worst tease ever.
No. It's true.
Generator Supercenter is, that's the worst tease. Listen, if I were to tell you that I could keep your power on during the next freeze or the next hurricane or whatever, that's the good tease. And you say, what do you mean? Tell me about it. What's generators? And I know you've heard about generators and you've said, man, I wish I had a generator. I don't even know how to get a generator. I don't know what to do about that. What do we do? It's really easy, actually. Generator Supercenter is right here in Houston. I've been telling you about these guys and they're the number one dealer of Generac automatic standby generators. These are the generators that when your power goes off, it comes right back on. And it can either power, a smaller one will power the essentials, a large one will power the whole thing, your whole house. It's like you don't lose power at all. And this can be had for low monthly payments with financing available from Generator Supercenter. They've got a free estimate. You can stop by the showroom or call. And for the showroom, go to generatorsupercenter.com. To call 281-377-9774. That's 281-377-9774. But now's your time to get the peace of mind so that next time we lose power, you don't have to be without power, without heat, without electricity, without your
tankless water heater so that you can take your shower. GeneratorSupercenter.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do